This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. If you live in the northeast or the north central part of the nation, you're going to feel the heat today. Advisories are in effect in some places because of the heat combined with the high humidity. The National Weather Service's David Roth says, yeah, June is usually hot.
It's June. When else is it going to be hot? But we are talking about record highs and the possibility of record highs across portions of the northern plains and the northeast for the next few days.
The National Weather Service's David Roth. The White House and Democrats say they're protecting Americans' right to vote, but a key Democrat says he will not vote for a bill making its way through Congress, and that pretty much dooms it. Here's our Julie Walker.
In an op-ed Sunday in the Charleston Gazette-Mail, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin wrote, voting and election reform that's done in a partisan manner will all but ensure partisan divisions continue to deepen.
I think it's the wrong piece of legislation to bring our country together and unite our country, and I'm not supporting that.
He told Fox News Sunday.
I think there's a lot of great things I agree in that piece of legislation, but there's an awful lot of things that basically don't pertain directly to voting.
The bill would restrict partisan gerrymandering of congressional districts, strike down hurdles to voting, and bring transparency to campaign finance. I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court could say today whether it will hear a case involving the question of whether the government can continue to require men and not women to register for the military draft when they turn 18. Two trains smashed into each other in Pakistan this morning, killing at least 38 passengers. Rescuers and villagers have been working to pull the injured and more bodies from the wreckage. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have named their newborn Lilibet Diana, after the Queen and Princess Diana, Harry's mother. The baby was born Friday in California. They'll call her Lily. She's eighth in line to the British throne. This is AP News. Are you getting out more now? Our Oscar Wells Gabriel says more movies are hitting the theaters now as COVID restrictions ease.
I think I hurt someone.
The third movie in the Conjuring horror franchise has put a hurting on the movie that was the box office leader going into the weekend. Studio estimates say the Conjuring sequel earned an estimated $24 million. That makes it the biggest R-rated opening of the pandemic era. It also made a second-place movie out of last week's box office champ. A Quiet Place Part 2 saw 59% of its box office haul bleed off. It earned $19.5 million during its second weekend in theaters. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The oldest male chimp living in an accredited zoo in North America has died. Cobby the chimp was 63. They say he'd been sick recently, and they think old age was a factor. But the cause of death not determined yet. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.